Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What did the WWE locker room make of Retribution? Plus, Roman Reigns finally getting a makeover, and nothing says destrucity quite like a nice Sauvignon. For Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
The following contest is a six-man tag team match scheduled for 1-4. Introducing first, Slapjack, T-Bar, and Mace, Retribution!
We see Slapjack, T-Bar, and Mace! What? Why? Like, the whole thing about them having contracts was silly enough. The masks were silly enough. Why change their name?
I'd like to thank you all for your kind words yesterday following the Retribution episode of Raw Grazing. Whoa, that was a moment. I'm calm, I have found my chi, I'm centered, we're good to go again for a brand new day. So the reaction is in for Retribution. By now you have your own thoughts on the team. This is the most we found out about the team since their debut. We now know more about their intentions. They have contracts with the WWE. And three male members have been renamed. We know that Dio Madden, Shane Thorne, and Dominic Dijakovic are now known as Mace, Slapjack, and T-Bar, respectively. Woo! That's a thing. But hey, look, my opinion and your opinion, they're two very different things, possibly, compared to the opinion of their peers. So a few sources have given us some insight into what the WWE locker room has made of the Retribution reveal. So this comes from WrestleVotes, who say, just talk to a source who was in the building last night. Said the presentation of Retribution was a major topic of discussion, met with laughter at times backstage. Direct quote, the masks and names are already making the road for these guys impossible to climb. It's a bit of a mixed metaphor, but you get the idea. This comes from Fightful, who say, those that we've spoken to say that they weren't informed of any long-term plans for Retribution from the jump, and much of it felt hastily thrown together, even from the backstage perspective. Absolutely everyone we heard back from said they thought the names given to Retribution were ridiculous. Quote, it sounds like something out of a bad movie or game, but I'm not sure Vince plays games or watches movies anymore, one top wrestler said. A female wrestler on Raw said, quote, I feel bad for Mia Yim and Mercedes Martinez. It's a good spot, but they've worked so long and are facing a battle to not make this look as dumb as it is. Now, there has been some nice comments said. Shotzi Blackheart was talking to Pro Wrestling Sheet, and she said, I think their debut was pretty badass. Dio looked like Predator. Everyone was wearing super cool masks. All of that appeals to me because I like the darker side of things. And I'm for it. I like masks. I like all of the black. I like the crazy face paint they're doing. They're wrecking stuff and being destructive. I'm all for it. Where do I sign up? Shotzi Blackheart being the purest soul. Bigging up Retribution following their debut this past week. So I mean, if you haven't done so already, I encourage you to watch and make your own opinions on the matter and see what you think of it all. You could just watch Raw Graded that I filmed yesterday. People have said it's the funniest one they've ever seen. I'm really glad that my mental breakdown brought you so much joy.
Just when you thought I was out, he pulled me back in. Owen, please don't make fools of yourselves and embarrass yourselves pointing your accusatory fingers at me for corrupting him, because I assure you, it's him corrupting me. And why? Why would this happen? Because I was gone, tossed aside, thrown into the shark-infested ocean of obscurity, only to be rescued, saved, and pulled onto the island of relevancy by this man. Reason? Because they did the same damn thing to him that they did to me.
Incredible promo by Paul Heyman. That goes without saying, though. Goes without saying. Roman Reigns has had a proper, fresh lease on life since joining up with Paul Heyman. And it isn't just a change of mindset that is coming. There's much, much more. He did a virtual meet and greet with the Mania Club. And Roman Reigns spoke about some things that we may see this Sunday at Clash of Champions. And he referenced, first of all, a change of attire, saying, quote, "Let me address the gear. Get over it. I'm not going to run out there in trunks. I've been wearing SWAT outfits my entire career, so I'm going to stick with those pants. If you watch on Sunday, you'll probably see me with my shirt off. That will be the change. That's going to be the only difference. I never wanted the outfit to be the costume for me. I don't want my outfit to be the superstar." He then moves on to talking about his theme music, which we heard just then. The music, that's a little more than me creating my own music. We have to go through the channels with that one. It's not like I came out and I'm an ultra bad guy. You've seen it in little steps and in little layers. I want all the nuances to add up because I am a full-time performer. You have to keep things fresh. So I decided to save the new music. Hopefully, down the line, once more drastic things happen and the story unfolds. So certainly a new look, a new feel for Roman Reigns come Sunday. Maybe possibly new music. We will find out together, won't we? Quite a few big names have had Roman Reigns on their lips this week. John Moxley, the AEW champion, was chatting to a British newspaper, and he says the concept of him and Paul Heyman, that was very cool to me. I think that's going to work out really well. All my friends there in WWE, I want to turn the TV on and I want to see them kicking ass and doing great. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson has spoken about Roman Reigns as well. And he said, quote, "People always say, if you ever go back to WrestleMania, who would be the opponent that you would face? Feels like the one that would make sense would be Roman in terms of a box office draw." Roman Reigns and The Rock is certainly a match they've intimated a few times over the years. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has also said he would be honoured to lose to Roman Reigns. Who knows? Who knows where this goes? Maybe when we get to Hollywood, maybe when there's people there, we will find out, won't we, when we get there. But look out for a slightly new look to Roman Reigns at Clash of Champions this Sunday when he defends his belt against Jey Uso. You can catch up with our predictions for Clash of Champions on the Cultaholic YouTube channel heading into the weekend. Also, over Clash of Champions weekend, we will have reactions live from Adam Pacitti. We'll have what happened at Clash of Champions Graded. We will break down everything Clash of Champions based here at Cultaholic. Cultaholic is teaming up with Audible. We want to sort you out with a free audiobook on us. Simply go to cultaholic.com/audible. If you want to read the incredible true story of Dylan Postel, aka Hornswoggle, you can get that for free on us. If you want to read the amazing story of WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross from Under the Black Hat, get that on us. Read by the man himself. Sign up to Audible for 30 days for free. And if you don't want to stay with Audible, it won't cost you a penny. And you can keep the audiobook as well as a way of saying thank you for supporting what we do. Go to cultaholic.com/audible and get yourself an audiobook on us. Turns out Vince McMahon has a push list. This comes from Dave Meltzer and Brian Alvarez, who were talking about this on Wrestling Observer Radio the other night. They came up in conversation following Monday Night Raw, with Bianca Belair's video package airing and Peyton Royce being in the mix with Asuka. Dave Meltzer basically described how Vince will go into a meeting with names that he wants to see moving on up. This list currently contains, as we say, the aforementioned Peyton Royce and Bianca Belair. Meltzer also said back at the start of August that Vince had a production meeting ahead of Raw, and he went off on a tangent about how he sees Royce and Belair as future single stars. He's really pushing on that idea for them to be the leaders now, as they are, by the looks of it, on the top of his push list. Deonna Purrazzo is going to be defending her Knockouts Championship at Bound for Glory against Kylie Rae. So this came about after Deonna Purrazzo attacked Susie on Impact last night. Kylie Rae making the save and cashing in that top contenders match. And that match will go down at Bound for Glory. Also, the Impact World Championship will be on the line at Bound for Glory. Rich Swann challenging Eric Young following several months of animosity between those two. In between now and Bound for Glory, we've got a classic Impact Wrestling event making a return, as Victory Road is coming back for an Impact Plus special on the 4th of October. Eddie Edwards is going to challenge Eric Young in the main event of that one. Victory Road has seen quite a wide range of historic moments, from the groundbreaking, like the first one in 2004, which was the first quarterly pay-per-view of TNA's post-weekly pay-per-view era. Had Jeff Jarrett and Jeff Hardy in a ladder match in the main event. We've seen historic moments, like the night that Samoa Joe and Kurt Angle had a match for every belt in the company. That was a thing. And of course, the infamous has happened there, like that match between Jeff Hardy and Sting, where Jeff Hardy turned up in no fit state to perform, basically. A lot of history in Victory Road, and it's back on the 4th of October. Simon Grimm, the artist formerly known as Simon Gotch from NXT's Vaudevillains, has been announced for Josh Barnett's Bloodsport 2020. It's his third time doing Bloodsport. He was on the first one facing JR Kratos. He was in the second one facing Anthony Carelli, formerly Santino Marella. And this year, we don't know his opponent yet, but he's a vet of the game. He should do fine. Also, Allison Kay has been added to Josh Barnett's Bloodsport, former NWA World Women's Champion. She has a bit of an MMA background. She was chatting to me on Desert Island Graps a few months back, and she was talking about how keen she was to do more stuff that flexed that MMA-style muscle. So this event fits Allison Kay down to the ground. Joining Allison Kay and joining Simon Grimm for that show includes Deonna Purrazzo, Homicide, John Moxley, Josh Alexander, and Filthy Tom Lawler's been confirmed. Killer Kelly's been confirmed. Davey Boy Smith Jr. is going to be a part of it. Loads of other ones as well. You'll be able to watch it on Fight TV on Sunday, October the 11th. The United Wrestling Network have confirmed they're doing another primetime live pay-per-view next week. They've previously had issues with the pay-per-view coverage. And out of their hands, to be fair. Like, they've had some technical issues and such, which I believe Nick Aldis acknowledged the day after. It's currently the only outlet where we can see NWA Power stuff. So I'm all for it working, really. So next Tuesday night on Fight TV, Aaron Stevens will be defending the NWA National Championship against Trevor Murdoch. And we'll see Allison Kay take on the latest edition to All Elite Wrestling, Serena Deeb, that and much more as part of the United Wrestling Network's pay-per-view Primetime Live next week. And how about a cheeky bottle of Distrucity whilst you are enjoying your steak, sir or madam, or either or neither? WWE have announced they are partnering with Wines That Rock. They're launching a collection of wines. These include an Undertaker Cabernet Sauvignon and an Ultimate Warrior 2019 Zinfandel. Both are available to pre-order. You can essentially have yourself a lovely romantic Saturday night in whilst the Undertaker and the Ultimate Warrior stare back at you from a wine bottle. This is, I think, you know what? 2020 is a hell of a drug. Just, I think of all the things to happen this year. Yeah, why not? Let's give the Ultimate Warrior a bottle of wine. Cultaholic.com right now. You can get further details on the backstage reaction to Retribution. And some of it's nice, I promise you. Some of it is nice. Also at cultaholic.com, more details on Jeff Hardy's contract with WWE and plans for the Mysterio family on Monday Night Raw going forward. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel, look out for our predictions for Clash of Champions over the next couple of days. If you haven't watched my mental breakdown on Raw Graded, highly encourage you to do so today. And also, the story of WWECW. If you've not taken time to watch that yet, take time out to watch it now, as it's the story of what happened when WWE tried to run their own version of Extreme Championship Wrestling. It went as well as you could have hoped. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic. Going to give that a plug now because Jack and Owen are back on tonight. They've been saving Sunderland on Football Manager over the last few weeks. They've been playing a bit of Fall Guys as well. I'm upset that Jack's won a Fall Guys game before me, but be that as it may. They're back on tonight and Sam Driver's back on tomorrow. There's stuff every single day. Subscribe now at twitch.tv/Cultaholic. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.